not too hard to imagine what this woman was feeling as she was brought into the middle of this crowd. She, who had just been caught in adultery, felt shame, felt humiliation, felt fear. And I can say that because that's the way I feel whenever I have committed some grievous sin. Feel shamed, humiliated, and even fearful of what the punishment may be. An example of this, even though there's a many of them, one that stands out was when I was a senior in high school. And my mom and I got into an argument. And in the midst of the argument, I don't remember what I said, but it made my mom just break out in tears. And I felt so small, so ashamed, so humiliated that I ran away. I got in my car and just drove off. And then, in being alone, I realized I had separated myself from my mom. And knowing that I was wrong, even though I was fearful to go back, wondering what my punishment would be, she was there to receive me with open arms and to forgive me. Here we have this woman in the same kind of situation, fearful, ashamed, humiliated, wondering what her punishment will be as she goes before the Lord. And it's while being with the Lord, and now that she may be feeling alone by herself, the Lord simply comes to her defense. To those who were wanting to bring her to death, he simply says, "Let the one who is among you without sin be the first to throw a stone at her." And he bent down again and wrote on the ground. Now, we don't know what he wrote, but some of the early church fathers speculate that he began to write the sins of the people there in the crowd, acknowledging that they too needed mercy. They too were not without guilt, without shame, without need for forgiveness. And so they left one by one to where she would be just one-on-one with Jesus, one-on-one to be able to bring her sin to him. And that is when Jesus says, "Neither do I condemn you. Go, and from now on, do not sin anymore." She was forgiven. Her fear turned to joy. Her shame was removed. And the humiliation that she felt has now been eradicated simply because of God's great mercy. And here we have in our church the opportunity each and every single day at any time to be able to go to confession, to be able to receive this same mercy, to be able to have Jesus say to us, "Neither do I condemn you. Go, and from now on, do not sin anymore." No matter what the sin is, Jesus is there not to condemn, but to forgive. He is there to show us that he is merciful and loving and is able to give us a new beginning in his grace. That, my brothers and sisters, is the great teaching of our gospel today, of the mercy of God that is there to remove any and every sin, no matter how much we may fear our judgment, no matter how ashamed we may feel or humiliated that we've done such sins, God is there to remove them. For our sins are like a drop of water falling into the furnace of his heart that just evaporates like that, just so quickly that we don't even have to worry about it anymore. We can be like St. Paul and say, "I no longer look to the past, but I look to what is ahead, for that is where Christ is. He is not in the past, but he's here in the present. He is there guiding us along the path of holiness." And so, my brothers and sisters, as we are in the last 2 weeks of Lent, if you have not made the time for a confession, I recommend doing so to be freed from the burden of sins that may be weighing you down, to receive the great forgiveness of Jesus, who will simply say to you as well, neither do I condemn you. Go, and from now on, do not sin anymore. Praise be Jesus Christ through his mother Mary, now and forever. Amen.